Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Plenty of football discussion to be had today, that's for sure. The NBA season's around the corner. We'll get to that too. But first things first. Two words are the only place to start. All rise.
Here we go.
Only one place to start.
High fly ball. Deep left. He's done it! He has done it! 62! Aaron Judge is the American League single season home run leader. The AL King. Case closed.
Michael Kay, the call on Yes Network, and our one place to start is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. The only way to describe what we saw last night with the assembled members of the hashtag crew around us today, Hembo, Bubba, Nuno, is I was there in 98. And by there, I mean I was covering sports already in 98. I already worked at ESPN in 98. And I have spoken many times on these airwaves, and I'm getting ready to write a chapter in our forthcoming book about it, that in all my life, being a sports fan, there is nothing in the world that has changed more than the way it looks when you see video of Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa in 1998. While that was happening, you thought to yourself, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And when you see the video of it now, boy, it feels like something entirely different, doesn't it? And the thing that always kind of bothered me the most about it once we learned the truth, and again, I'm one who would vote if I had one for Bonds and McGwire and Sosa for the Hall of Fame. But the thing that has always bothered me the most is that I thought those images felt so important. They felt so special. It felt like something so incredibly monumental was taking place. And that because of them now, nothing like that would ever happen again. We would never have the feeling that we had, that people must have had in 1961. And I'm not old enough to remember it. And any other time that people got this kind of close to this kind of mark. And then the way we felt in 98. And then Aaron Judge came along. And he did this. And he has authored not only the best offensive season in baseball history. I'll let Buster and Hembo and people like that who dive into these numbers for a living tell you why that's true. I take their word for it. And not because he might win the Triple Crown. And not because he will probably win the MVP. And not because he either will or won't lead the Yankees to a World Series championship. And then he either will or won't leave the Yankees immediately afterward. Those are all stories, and we'll talk about all of them today. But most importantly, what I'm grateful for as a lifelong fan of the sport is that I got to feel that way again. I was watching when it happened last night. I was here in the afternoon. So the Yankees played a doubleheader, day-night doubleheader yesterday in Texas. And I was here in the building. We had, it's not important what it was. It was a corporate thing that I was here for in the afternoon. And we literally kept stopping what we were doing anytime Judge came up. And we were all hoping that we would see it. And it never happened. And I remember having a remember, it was yesterday. I had a conversation with someone in which they said, do you think he's going to do it? And I said, I'm sort of resigned to the fact that he's not. Like, this thing is almost over. It took so long. I guess it's just not meant to be. And then it was. And it was awesome in any language.
Vuelve, swing, ahí va el batazo, profundo por el izquierdo, a la pared, el jardinero, olvídala, esa se va, se va, se fue, ahí está. Al fin llegó. Échale sazón que tenemos un nuevo rey del jorrón. Aaron Judge, el juez culpable. En la misma primera entrada voló la cerca por el jardín izquierdo. Aaron Judge deja atrás a Babe Ruth y ahora deja atrás a Roger Maris. El rey de los jorrones de los Yankees es Aaron Judge. Llegó el 62 y el los Yankees están adelante 1-0. Aaron Judge, el récord es tuyo.
The call on WADO. It's, you know, it's history. And for those of us who place a disproportionate significance on sports, it is a magical moment. It is a moment you will remember for the rest of your life. And it felt real, and it felt like it mattered, and somehow it made everything that has happened before it feel a little bit more okay. Somehow everything is a little more all right because Aaron Judge did that this year and last night. That's what I think. Let's find out what the rest of the crew here thinks. Hembo, I don't know anyone who cares more about anything than you care about baseball. You're a lot younger than I am. What was your overriding reaction to Judge last night?
73 is the record, but 62 is now the standard. That is how I would describe what we saw last night and how we will look back on this season for Aaron Judge. And I think the enormity of the number 62 cannot possibly be overstated. It has quite literally never been done by any player in the history of baseball that was not juiced out of their mind. And even though Bonds and McGuire and Sosa all had several 60 home run seasons in total, six to be exact, I don't believe that those guys doing so diminishes anything that we saw this year. In fact, like I've said before, it is my opinion that it amplifies what Aaron Judge has done because it is such a rare occurrence. It is nearly impossible in the scope of baseball history to hit 60 home runs in a season. This guy's now got 62 of them. Count him, 62, and it took the largest position player in the history of baseball to do it, presumptively clean, of course. And so you ask baseball fans today and until the end of time, who is the all-time single-season home run record holder? I think more often than not, the answer to that question is going to be Aaron Judge.
And I think literally the answer can be that in part. This is Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price and round-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times where you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at Progressive.com. I've told you that Rob Manfred is coming here tomorrow. I know we're going to have him on the TV show. I don't know if we'll have him on radio or not yet. I'll talk to some people over at MLB later today. But we have made a suggestion on this show, and Bob Costas is with us on it, and that strengthens my resolve. And I do not think it is beyond the pale to suggest that Judge's record, or Judge's number, his mark, whatever it was, whether it's 62 or if he hits another one today, that it could be in the record book as a record and without defaming, ignoring, or otherwise discrediting Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs in a season. We cannot pretend it didn't happen. But for those of you who don't listen every day, I will restate my case. In the Pro Football Record book, the all-time single-season rushing record is held by Eric Dickerson. He ran, I believe it's 2105. Is that right? He ran for 2,105 yards in a season. He played 16 games that season. I don't think it is reasonable to compare the accomplishment of running for that many yards in a 16-game season to what it would have taken to do it in a 14-game season or a 12-game season, which they used to play. So I absolutely think there's room in the record book to say this was the record in a 12-game season. It was Jim Brown, it was whatever it was, and that's the record. And then you go to a 14-game season, and it was O.J. Simpson, and that's the record. And now it's a 16-game season, and that's Eric Dickerson, and that's the record. And now in a 17-game season, if someone breaks it, you make that delineation. And they all live in the record book, and you give context to the record. It's not really fair to Jim Brown to say Eric Dickerson has the single-season mark. If Jim Brown played in a 16-game season, he would have run for a lot more yards. And in the same way, if there had been the kind of strict steroid testing that there is in the sport now, I think it is reasonable to say Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, and Barry Bonds would not have hit the number of home runs they did. And the reason I say that is because no one ever did. In 150 years of the sport, no one else ever did. So either those four seasons in which it happened six times are the single greatest outlier of all time, and it's just purely coincidental, or they really aren't the same as everything else. So you could just put a new record in there, leave Bonds in, and then say, and here's the record after baseball instituted drug testing. And what year was that? 05?
05.
And now the record is 62. And let people chase that. I don't think it's an unreasonable idea. And I'm going to bring it up with the commissioner if I can, and let's see what he says. Of course, he can't do that. Well, maybe he could do it unilaterally. I don't know. I don't assume he would do that unilaterally. I assume he would go out and get the opinions of a lot of other people who matter, and here's one opinion that says they should.
But in terms of the power that Rob Manfred has, let's remind people that next year, baseball is going to have a pitch clock, it's going to have shift limits, and it's going to have bigger bases. So if anyone is equipped or empowered to make fundamental decisions about the game, it would be Rob Manfred. I'm sure he would consult other people. But to suggest that he can't do it is obviously categorically untrue. And I wonder, generally speaking, if baseball fans at large want this to happen the way that Roger Maris's own son wants this to happen. I think it's a very reasonable question to ask the commissioner tomorrow.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get the chance to do that, and we'll see where that leads. But it's, you know, it's a magic moment. I keep wanting to refer to it as a record. I guess it is the American League record. But I don't even know what the American League record is for a lot of other things when the record is actually held by someone who played in the National League. I mean, again, the fact that Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa all played in the National League is just a coincidence. The fact that they all hit more than 62 home runs six times in a four-year span is not a coincidence. The fact that they did it while playing for the Cardinals, Giants, and Cubs is. I'm old enough to remember. In fact, I was there when it happened. Sammy Sosa was traded for George Bell. He was traded from the White Sox to the Cubs. It was an intra-city or inter-city, whatever that is, trade. They just shifted sides of town. If that had never happened and he had done that for the White Sox, this wouldn't be the American League record. Then what would the conversation be? I think we'd still like to have the con. Do you think there would have been? It's actually a pretty good question. Would there have been less fanfare and hullabaloo surrounding what Judge has been doing this last month if one of the three guys had done it in the American League?
I don't think there would have been any less hullabaloo, but I do think it would have put the announcers and commentators in a bind. If you listen to all the play-by-play calls here, 60, 61, 62, they're referring in their play-by-play calls to the American League record. It is merely convenient. It's merely convenient. But I will say this. I think Aaron Boone should sit Aaron Judge today, and I'll tell you why. Because right now, you look up and down the home run leaderboard. 62, which is where Aaron Judge is today, he is there by himself. He is the only person in the history of baseball to date that has exactly 62 home runs. But Sosa had 63 in 99. He hit 64 in 01. McGwire hit 65 in 99, and so on and so forth. I don't want him sharing that number with anyone else. To me, I want 62 to be his number, like Maris has 61, like Ruth has 60. So if I were filling out that lineup card today, that would most definitely be a consideration of mine.
I hadn't thought of that. He, for whatever it's worth, he could still theoretically win the Triple Crown. He needs three hits, and he needs Luis Arraez to go 0-for-4. Both of those things probably wouldn't happen, but they're not impossible. Winning the Triple Crown would be nice. It would obviously be gravy on a 62 home run season. So there are a million directions this is going to go.
So tomorrow, when you read this highlight on Get Up, when we do a full screen, are you going to say,
let me just say this. If he didn't play, we won't be doing the highlight.
Fair enough. But are you going to say he's tied Sammy Sosa for the sixth most home runs in Major League history? Come on. I hate that. I just hate everything about
that. That will sound ridiculous. You know, I mean, just think about that. Oh, there it goes. It is high. It is far. It is tied for the sixth most home runs any player has ever hit. It doesn't have quite the same ring to it. I wouldn't need to hear the call in Spanish, I'll tell you that. You know, there are so many podcasts out right now. It takes a team of people to bring them together. So whether you're hiring for a podcast or for your growing business, one place makes it easier, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. You're going to hear from Roger Maris Jr. You're going to hear about the guy who caught the ball. You're going to hear from the rest of the members of the hashtag crew and a whole lot more as we roll on this day after history on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Aaron Judge is the American League single-season home run leader.
It's one of the best seasons I know that I've ever seen.
Have my name next to, you know, someone as great as Roger Maris, Babe Ruth, those guys is incredible.
Well, it's extraordinary history yesterday, and we opened up by talking about it here, and there were just so many angles on it that make it fascinating in so many different ways. And again, to hear Michael Kay, and it's the right call, and Michael Kay is saying it right. He is the American League home run leader. It certainly would sound different if he was saying Aaron Judge is the new home run king, which he's right in not saying it. It would be an inappropriate sentiment to state because, A, it wouldn't be factually accurate, and, B, it would just turn what is meant to be the description of a moment into sort of a statement, which is not his job to make in that moment. So to be clear, but yes, you said it a moment ago, if he hits a 63rd home run today, then all of a sudden the appropriate call would be, and he is now tied for the sixth most home runs ever hit in a season, and that would just sound awful. By the way, I've just been told, Nuno, you told me this is worth hearing. Yes, Mad Dog?
Yes, it's let's just say he's being Mad Dog.
All right, so Chris Russo is on with Stephen A. on First Take, as he always is. And I guess Stephen A. said Barry Bonds is the home run champ, to which Mad Dog responded,
"He cheated! Oh,
whatever.
Oh, come
whatever.
On! He whatever. Took whatever. The steroids whatever. Forever. Whatever. His head expanded.
Yeah, I agree.
He hit 24 home runs more than he ever hit in that one
that's
year.
True.
McGuire picked up the phone and cried his eyes out. Camaris's mother, our wife. Hey, I'm sorry, I cheated. After he took everybody's hand, you're nuts. You're crazy. This man is the home run king. Judge hit the 62."
Oh, but I mean, that's just so good. I mean, thank goodness that he was in today. Like, what a perfect day.
And he's a Giants fan, too.
Yeah, for Mad Dog to be here. That's exactly right. I mean, no one celebrated more when the Giants won their World Series. This is the World Series that they won than Chris did. And yet he's a baseball fan who understands. And look, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do the whole Barry Bonds shouldn't count. In the context of what he was doing, in the context of the time, I understand what happened, and we can't pretend it didn't. So again, I think we just need to separate the past from the present, the history from the future. And I think there is a reasonable way to do it without yelling and screaming the way Chris Russo just did. Roger Maris Jr. on Twitter last night after it happened. And you can sort of see him progressively get bolder and angrier as he continued tweeting. I don't want to suggest that maybe he was having a beer or 10 as the night went on. But look, I mean, this has got to be an incredibly emotional thing for Roger Maris Jr. I mean, your dad has held this record your entire life. And now here it was taken away in the extraordinarily strange manner that it was, and everything that has happened and people debating about it and everything else. And they have embraced him, and he has embraced them so beautifully during this. So Maris Jr.'s first tweet was, "Congratulations to Aaron Judge and his family on Aaron's historic home run number 62. It has definitely been a baseball season to remember. You are all class and someone who should be revered. For the majority of the fans, we can now celebrate a new, clean home run king." There's some capital letters in there along the way. Generally, it's pretty reasonable. Like, that was not a huge, he didn't go crazy on it. By the end of the night, he was tweeting, Aaron Judge is the new clean home run king. All the young kids who watched Aaron Judge set the single season record for home runs, you finally have someone to revere. No more trying to explain to you how someone could possibly hit 73 home runs. So as the night went on, Roger Maris Jr. got a little more intense.
But I understand why he would be so emotionally charged by this, because if you were in his shoes or the shoes of any family member of the Maris family, let's just say it. You were hoodwinked. You were embarrassed. You can easily YouTube it. Go to YouTube and watch Mark McGwire break the record and go into the stands to embrace his family. Mark McGwire looks like a bodyguard. He probably weighs close to 300 pounds at that point, and it's all muscle. It looks ridiculous now. And so, look, obviously, I don't necessarily entirely agree with Maris' sentiment here, but if anyone has the right to say any of these things, it's Roger Maris Jr.
I'm with that. Let me hear from Nuno. Who also has a right to say something here, and you're also a Yankee fan, and all the different things that come into this. I've not heard from you this morning. What was your immediate reaction when 62 sailed over the fence?
I'm glad he got to it, right? Because there is a section of degenerates are just horrible people that would have, I think, been would have taken joy in the fact that he didn't get to that number. I'm glad he got to it. Now he can try to get some rest, be focused, and actually hit in the during the playoffs, because he has struggled in the playoffs. So Aaron Judge, as great as your year you've had, I need to see the production in the playoffs. But, like, my biggest thing is there's so many people poo-pooing the fact that he did this. And, like, that's what's driving me crazy.
Who is poo-pooing?
I think it's just in general. You see a lot of it on Twitter. Like, I've seen guys, like, you know, NFL writers being like, oh, so if Jonathan Taylor breaks the AFC record in rushing, do we now say congratulations to Jonathan Taylor as the, you know, AFC rushing leader? You know, things of that nature. Enjoy the moment. I think that's what we need to do. And that's what, like, just enjoy the fact that he got to 62. It's not the record, because 73 is in the record book. And by the way, it'll always be there, because unless MLB is going to come out and say, hey, we knew everyone was cheating, we prospered off this, and we're now, you know, we admit our faults and we're taking everything out of the record book. Unless they do that, they're not going to do that. 73 is the record. Let's just enjoy this.
Yeah, I'd like to see the poo-poo. Like, who is it that is poo-pooing? I would be like, find me some examples of poo-poo and I will read them on the air. I don't know how you poo-poo this. This is an extraordinary accomplishment. You can poo-poo the bigger picture of what happened 20 years ago, but I don't know how you try and downplay what Aaron Judge just did.
I mean, let's be honest. If Nuno wasn't a Yankees fan, he'd be the first one in line to be poo-pooing it.
Nuno, be honest. If you were not a fan of the Yankees, if Aaron Judge did this in a Met uniform, would you poo-poo?
No, because it is history. It's right. I still remember, because I'm old enough, what that home run chase did to the game and what it did, you know, as a that it was a must watch TV, right? And we want to see history, you should want to see history no matter who you root for.
Bubba, do you poo poo?
No, definitely not. I mean, like I've said all along, I to me, the record is still the record, so I'm not saying he's the record holder, but I would say, kind of similar to what Hembo said earlier, I think this is the most impressive feat so far if you factor in all the things that happened. I mean, A, doing it in a contract year, what happened with this whole contract, that was unbelievable. Literally carrying the Yankees, and at a time basically carrying them to the playoffs. They were, you know, having so many issues throughout the year, batting leadoff, moving around in the lineup. I think just everything Aaron Judge did this year, doing it in New York with the media and everything now, which is so much different than what it used to be in the years past when Maris and Ruth did it. So I just think what he did this year is, while it's not the record, it is the most impressive home run feat in baseball history.
You can be a part of Greeny Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one that fans deserve. What did you just looked at me like you had something.
Well, one of the potential poo-pooings happened on Twitter last night. Our good friend Jeff Passan, tell me if this categorizes as such. He tweeted, Aaron Judge's 62 home runs is a remarkable achievement. Barry Bonds' 73 home runs is the record. There is nothing else to discuss. Agree, disagree?
No, I strongly disagree. I mean, I think there's no... I don't think that's poo-pooing. That's taking a position on something to which he is certainly entitled. And here's what I'll say about Jeff. A, he loves the sport. So he's not trying to diminish this for any self-serving reason. He's not trying to bring down baseball. The way I interpret poo-pooing would be if someone is trying to say,
I've seen like
to attack baseball for this.
Or, no, but I've seen tweets like, "Oh, congratulations to Aaron Judge. You've hit the seventh most home runs in a season," like that type of stuff. Like,
right.
You know, and from people within the media doing that. And I was like, you know, it's kind of classless.
Yeah, that's a level of trolling that one would expect from Twitter trolls. Like at this point, you can't pay any attention to things that just get tweeted, because anything will get tweeted. People will say anything on social media. But if like credible people take that position, I would describe that as poo-pooing, and I would agree. I would find that a really inappropriate and very hard for me to understand sentiment. Like, you don't have to hate baseball to love football. You know, one of the things that bothers me the most, look, I've been a sports announcer long enough that I've seen the transitions and the rising and the falling, the ebbing and the flowing of the different sports. I remember when Sports Illustrated had a cover that the NHL was going to supplant basketball, you know, in terms of the popularity of the sport. And then now those things switched and baseball was more popular and then football became more popular. You don't have to hate one to love the other. I don't know what my favorite sport. I think my favorite sport is golf. I hate what's happening to the sport of golf right now, but I love football and I love basketball, and I would never poo-poo what a baseball player or anyone in any other sport did. What Aaron Judge did was this season has been extraordinary, and to diminish it in any way, whether you want to call it the record or not, to diminish it in any way says much more about you than it says about him.
I do wonder, too. I almost feel, oddly enough, this sort of sense of closure this morning in some sense. It's almost as if Aaron Judge has sanitized the record book, because we had a steroid era, let's call it what it was, from 1986 to 2005. Major League Baseball didn't test anyone for anything. There were rules against using performance enhancing drugs, but obviously no consequences, and that's when all these records went down. And since then, no one has really come close to doing anything like what Aaron Judge did. Stanton had 1 year in Miami. He hit 59, I believe. Of course, that was in the National League. But in a weird way, I almost feel like Aaron Judge kind of closes the book on all this, and I guess in some sense sanitized this stuff for me, whereas ever since 2001, those numbers have sort of stood out in bold face, and to see a player, a clean player, approach those numbers and be at the very top of the home run list with the number 62 is just a really cool, refreshing thing as someone who looks at that list constantly.
So it might be that we could say that this really does put some closure to the steroid era. Like, it is now really officially over in its own way. Or maybe we could say that it opens up that can of worms again and baseball has to deal with it. I guess you could look at that in either direction that you wanted. You know, there are so many podcasts out right now. It takes a team of people to bring them together. Whether you're hiring for a podcast or for your growing business, one place makes it easy. ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. All right, let's do this.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
All right, I'll say it. Who you got?
We always finish up the Friday shows with this fun segment that we do called Who You Got, where Bubba puts together a bunch of fun questions. And I like them. And I thought to myself over the weekend, I don't want this just to be at the end of the show on Fridays. So we're going to do a little mini version of it. One fun question from Bubba every single day on the program here. And it is time for today's Who You Got. Bubba, floor is yours.
All right. 28 years ago today, in an effort to increase scoring, the NBA moved back the three-point line to 22 feet all the way around instead of the maximum 23 feet 9 inches. This lasted for 3 years. Then they returned to the previous three-point line. So the question is, do you have a rule change in mind for any sport right now to fix the game?
Oh,
who you got?
That is a terrific question. Here's the problem with it. I didn't know it was coming. This is going to require a great deal of thought and consideration. One rule change you'd like to see. I mean, generally, I think basketball has too many threes. So if we're going to look in that sport, that I would be thinking something along those lines. Baseball is making a lot of the changes that I wanted to see made. I love the pitch clock. The shift, I'm sort of agnostic on one way or the other. Have you got one, Bubs? Have you got an answer for your own question? Is this something you're thinking of?
Not really, no. I mean, yeah, the same thing. Baseball, I kind of like what they're already doing, so I don't have one in mind.
All right, let me pause on this thought. We'll come back. I'll take the break to think it through. We'll come back with some answers. We also got to get to the guy who caught the ball. We also got to get to something that's going to happen in the NFL this weekend that hasn't happened in 101 years.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Buster Olney will join me live in 15 minutes, otherwise known as right off the top of the next hour, with his perspective on Aaron Judge, about whom we have talked the entire, basically, first 47 minutes of this show. And that will continue. Bubba just asked a great question in today's edition of Who You Got, which is, what is one rule change you'd be in favor of in sports? So, Bubba, I have two. My first thought was, as a lifelong lover of the game of basketball, I believe that the game has become too reliant on the three-point shot.
Sure.
So my first idea was that maybe you limit the number of threes a team can take in a game, which doesn't mean you stop allowing them to shoot from wherever they want, but that only up to a certain number do they count as three, which means you could, I don't know, what would be a very high number of threes? 23, 24, something like that in a game that a team might make. And then after that, those shots would just count for two the rest of the way. But that seems convoluted and complicated and probably not such a good idea. So the only other way to do it, Hembo suggests, is that we eliminate the corner three. Give me an idea of what the arc would look like.
The arc would look like, instead of it sort of wrapping around to the baseline, it would connect to like sort of the middle of the bench area.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you wouldn't change the court at all. You would just connect the arc to like halfway down, like sort of where the player sit, I guess. And so anything from the very corner would just count as two, no matter how far it was.
Because that shot is too easy.
And short.
It is like replaced the layup as the shot every team is trying to get. So that seemed reasonable. And then there was something else that we once suggested on the show, Bubba, from baseball, which is I believe that one of the things the sport misses the most and that isn't coming back, despite all of the good rule changes they're putting in next year, is the dominant starter and the starter pitching more than five innings in a game. So one of the ideas I had was, as we install the universal designated hitter, that we tie that designated hitter to the starting pitcher, which is to say your team loses your DH when their starting pitcher comes out of the game. Now, I know what you're going to say. What if the starting pitcher gets hurt? What I would say is my rule would not apply until you go through the lineup once. So if your team has batted, if everyone on your team has batted, if a pitcher gets hurt in the second inning and you have to replace him, then you don't have to take out your DH until you change whoever comes in for that guy. But and that should alleviate that problem. If your pitcher gets hurt in the fourth or fifth inning, well, then so be it. He wasn't going to last much longer than that anyway. So I would consider tying the designated hitter to the length of the starting pitcher's start. Of those two ideas, Hemba, which one do you like better?
I like the second one. I was actually doing some research for a playoff series that I'm working, and the broadcaster I'm working with asked me, what percentage of outs or innings are taken up by starters now in the postseason? I was amazed to see the number. I'm going to ask you that question. What percentage of outs do you believe starting pitchers got last postseason?
So if there are 27 outs in most games, some of them only involve 24 outs. So let's just use the number 26 as the average number of outs in a game. The question is, did the starting pitchers get 13 a game? And I'm going to say the answer is no. I'm going to say it's less than that. So I'm going to say that it's under 50%.
You're correct. It is 44.9% between 11 and 12 outs per game. In the whole history of baseball, it had never happened once. And then in 2020, it was less than 50. And in 2021, it was less than 50. That is a remarkably small number.
Hey, Nuno, did you notice how casually Hambo snuck in there, the series I'm working this weekend?
And the guy, he doesn't mention the announcer he's working with. Like, we're not going to know who it is. Like,
are you not supposed to say Boog Shambi's name for some reason?
I don't know why I decided to do this so anonymously and weirdly. I'm doing a role that's called talent stats.
Probably because it's you, that's why.
Yes, yeah, because
you're weird.
I do everything badly. I'm doing this role called talent stats for the Guardians-Rays playoff series this weekend. Boog Shambi's on the mic. Doug Glanville's doing the play-by-play. I'm going to be right there in the booth with him doing a bunch of research. But he happened to ask me in advance, like, this is a trend that's happening right now. And I couldn't believe 9 out of 20 outs in the playoffs last year was made by starters.
I get it. So when this said announcer says this on air, you want people to know it came from you.
This is going to be about me. The Guardians Ray series, like, I'm going to just do the thing. Like my friend once said about my career, no one has ever done more with less fame than I have. And I think he's absolutely right.
So Rays, the Rays play the Guardians. Winner of that gets the Yankees. Mariners play the Blue Jays. Winner of that gets the Astros. National League side, Mets play the Padres. Winner of that gets the Dodgers. Cardinals play the Phillies. Winner of that gets the Braves. That's the way the playoff bracket shapes up. All right, Greeny with you here. We are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Buster's going to jump in here. I didn't get a chance, so I'm going to carry this tease over. I apologize, because I know usually people want to hear that paid off. But I have a really fascinating statistic. Something that is going to happen in the NFL this weekend that has not happened in 101 years. You'll hear what it is, I promise, next.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.